Let's get Derek Kinney on the show as well. He comes on every now and again. We talk about how to make more money to do more good. He's the author of Good Money Revolution. Derek, as always, good to chat with you.
Thank you, John. It's always fun to be with you today. Thanks for having me.
Should people feel guilty about having a bunch of money?
No. Matter of fact, they might have been taught growing up that we don't talk about money, or money is the root of all evil. And actually, it's the love of the money that's the root of all evil. I say to people right now, and I talk about this in my new book, Good Money Revolution, I want you to go make money, go make a lot of it, but not for the reasons you think, not just to pad your bank account, not to bloat your investment portfolio, but to be able to give you the control and the flexibility to do the good in the world you've always wanted. Imagine the cause that you care deeply about, that you're making money to make people's lives better. That's truly meaning. So many people end up with huge bank accounts and work so hard only to feel unfulfilled and meaningless. This is the pathway by adding meaning to your money. So go make a lot of it.
Yeah, I think so much about spending and saving is psychological. We try and break that down here on this show a little bit. Do you think that the people that love money end up chasing it more and enjoying it less, like they just love the idea of that big number in their bank account, they don't have the right frame of mind, and that money ends up just sitting somewhere, growing perhaps, but not doing any good?
Well, it does. I'll tell you a quick story. This was about 7-8 years ago when the market was red hot, John. So had a client come in. She was 80 years old, and she said, Derek, I want to be real conservative. I said, okay, I'm thinking CD, savings account. She says, I only want to earn maybe 15%.
Okay.
And what I realized was, because it was so easy to make money, she thought, well, I just want 15%. How hard can that be? And what I realized was, as many people take for granted when the market is red, red hot, and then when things turn like they have really the past 6 months, when inflation spikes up and jobless claims zoom up and we see really worry about possibly the direction this economy is going, that causes people to really reel in again. And here's what we know. I saw this report this morning that I think your listeners can really benefit from. The market itself typically hits rock bottom an average of 54 days before the Federal Reserve stops raising interest rates. So that's the bet that we're making right now. So if you're not in the market, for example, on a day like today, well, you missed out. If you've taken all your money out, eventually when the Fed realizes inflation may be easing up a bit and they can raise rates, you're going to miss out. So I would just caution people right now, it may feel like the worst roller coaster ride ever without a safety harness, but you need to keep some in the market that when it does bounce back, your account bounces up.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss out on the bounce up, but I understand people's recency bias of what's happened over the past couple months, heck, the past couple weeks, after we thought maybe we had reached a new low, new fears that they're going to test out another one. Who knows? Derek, I did want to ask about saving for doing good things, right? Like whether it's charities you believe in, causes you believe in, people you believe in. I know that's all well and good, but do you advise people really budget that out to really, like, what's the best way to make sure that that money doesn't just sit there, that eventually you do give it to causes you believe in? I know it's not so simple as just trusting that it will happen naturally.
Yeah, let me give you an example, John. So let's say that you're a family and you've got kids at home, or maybe your kids come home on holidays and there's always that lull in the conversation and you're looking for something meaningful to talk about. What if you were to say to them, you know, this year as a family, we've decided to give $100, $500. You pick the amount, and we want your input as a family to give us your feedback on where we should invest this money. And what happens is suddenly now the family has a rallying cry about a cause they all care about. So that's one way to do it. Another way, and this came to me from another couple that we counseled with for many, many years. They said, Derek, we love this concept of good money, and here's what we do. Is they set aside $100 a month, and the end of each month, that money has to be donated to a cause. It simply can't sit there and form crud like a pond does where mosquitoes are attracted to it. It's got to be moving. And what we find is when people force themselves to make their money in motion, it causes more good to be done. It keeps them motivated, and it kind of keeps them excited about, hey, this month we're going to give to this cause, and we really like what they're doing, and we're going to move it to this cause. And the whole goal of this is, again, many people believe that charity begins at home and you want to take care of your family first, but this is a way to think outside of your problems and really bless some people. And here's what we find. Research tells us that when you're giving money and you're attaching meaning to your money, there's a part of your brain that causes this chemical to occur. It's as though you're looking into the eyes of the one you love. I mean, John, isn't that powerful to think about, that when you give, it makes you want to do more good, make more money, do more good. It's the revolution we talk about, and I believe it's true. I believe it is the future for business owners, that they can create a cause that they want to give to. It's going to better engage their customer base, better engage their employees, and the owner of the company now has a reason to go make more money because they want to do more good with it.
I know. I can hear some people through the, I can just hear it, see it. They're rolling their eyes. But I do really believe that there is a momentum to these things. There's a momentum to saving and there's a momentum to doing good. And I think that that can be an extra motivator to get that side hustle to help your family out too, but help the causes you love. Derek, it's always great to chat with you. Your book is really an interesting read. Good Money Revolution, How to Make More Money to Do More Good. I really appreciate you stopping by, my friend.
John, thank you. And by the way, we do want to get the message into as many people's hands as possible. They can download the first five chapters for free at goodmoneychapters.com. That's goodmoneychapters.com.
That's great. Derek, thanks for sharing that with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.